The woman saw that the tree was good for food, pleasing to the eyes, and desirable for gaining wisdom. So she took some of its fruit and ate it. And sin entered our world. Hunger, pleasure, worldly wisdom, these are the major causes of sin from Adam and Eve down to us. Each time we give in to these temptations, we walk outside of our relationship with a loving God, just as Adam and Eve did. Jesus was led by the Spirit into the desert to be tempted by the devil. In today's gospel, we see Jesus confronted by these same temptations. After he had fasted 40 days and was most vulnerable, there is Satan with the same temptations. Jesus is experiencing his humanity at its lowest point. From this point of vulnerability, he chooses his relationship with the Father, and one by one dissipates the wiles of the evil one. Jesus is now ready to preach the kingdom of God to men and women like you and me, because he knows what it is to be one of us. Having gotten in touch with his own inner heart, he could be in touch with the inner heart of every man and woman. The good news is that because Jesus' relationship with his Father gave him the courage and fortitude to confront and defeat the evil one, our relationship with God will do the same for us. This Lent, don't be so concerned about what you will give up. Be concerned about how you will live and how you will stand fast in your relationship with God. As you journey through Lent, keep your eye on the new life you will experience on Easter Sunday.